the crickets sing, and man's o'erlabored sense repairs itself by rest. Our Tarquin thus did softly press the rushes ere he wakened the chastity he wounded. Cytherea, how bravely thou becom'st thy bed, fresh lily, and whiter than the sheets, that I might touch, but kiss, one kiss. Rubies unparagoned, how dearly they do it. 'Tis her breathing that perfumes the chamber thus. The flame of the taper bows toward her, and would underpeep her lids to see the enclosed lights, now canopied under these windows, white and azure laced with blue of heaven's own tinct. But my design, to note the chamber, I will write all down. Such and such pictures, there the window, such the adornment of her bed, the arras, figures, why such and such, and the contents of the story. But some natural notes about her body, above 10,000 meaner movables, would testify to enrich mine inventory. Oh, sleep, thou ape of death, lie dull upon her, and be her sense but as a monument thus in a chapel lying. Come off. As slippery as the Gordian knot was hard. 'Tis mine, and this will witness outwardly as strongly as the conscience does within to the madding of her lord. On her left breast, a mole, sink-spotted like the crimson drops at the bottom of a cowslip. Here's a voucher stronger than ever law could make. This secret will force him think I have picked the lock and ta'en the treasure of her honour. No more. To what end? Why should I write that down that's riveted, screwed to my memory? She hath been reading late the tale of Tereus. Here the leaf's turned down where Philomel gave up. I have enough. To the trunk again and shut the spring of it. Swift, swift, you dragons of the night, that dawning may bear the raven's eye. I lodge in fear, though this a heavenly angel. Hell is here. 1, 2, 3. Time.